This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom from Avshalom Arush, the Garden of Peace, the guide to a happy and wonderful marriage, with Hashem's help. We are on page 147 of the Hebrew version, in chapter 6, dealing with the relationship between a man and his wife, the physical relationship, how a man needs to fix that situation, because it's very messed up. Avraham has been explaining the dangers of lust for women, dangers of having lust for your own wife. A husband shouldn't think that he has a heter, he has a permission to lust after his own wife. You're not allowed to lust after any other woman, and not even your own wife. It's not what she's there for. She's not there to be the object of your desire. She's there because she's your wife. You have a job to do, you have mitzvahs to do, but not in that way. So Rav Arush is now coming towards the end of this chapter, and he's explaining that once the husband understands that this is his job, and he starts to make effort to cancel his lust and to work on his Shmirat Anayim, to work on his holiness, so he might come to a place where he decides that it's best to separate from his wife, to reduce the time he is with her, because that's the time that he's falling, he's stumbling. He doesn't want to fall, he doesn't want to stumble. So he might try and reduce that time with his wife. So Rabbi says that's not correct. In fact, it's Adrabah, on the contrary. He needs to give his wife needs that time together with her husband. Not because she has a lust, but she has a need, a spiritual need to be close to her husband. And I'm not allowed to deny her that connection, that closeness, just because I've got a problem with it. Right? You're right. I have a problem with it. I have a problem with being with my wife. Correct, 100%. However, even though I recognize I have a problem, and it's not helping, it's not the answer. The answer is only through prayer. Only through prayer. That's the only way I'm going to fix it. Not by making my wife suffer on my account. So, Avraham says as follows: Lachen, therefore, asur habaal lageshet lekayem et hamitzvah. Therefore, it's forbidden for a husband to approach his wife when he comes to be with her, to fulfill the mitzvah with her. Kishuhu atzuv mevohal mekuvatz balachutz. It's forbidden for him to come to his wife when he is sad, depressed, upset, pressured, etc. Right? When a husband realizes that he needs to fix himself, and he realizes that every time he's with his wife, he falls into lusts and into all those places that he's been trying to get out of. So, first of all, he learns that he can't avoid it. Right? I can't stop being with my wife. That's not an answer. So now, fine, I have to be with my wife. So that brings up a second problem. Second problem is, so now I'm going to approach the situation, I'm all stressed, and I'm all anxious, and I'm worried, and I'm, what am I going to do? And I'm in a terrible state. And my wife says, you can't do that either. You're not allowed to approach your wife in that sort of frame of mind. Because your wife will feel this. Right? And she's going to be very upset by it. Right? She's going to think there's a problem with her. This is her time to be with her husband. And the husband's acting in a very strange way. It's clear that he's unhappy, he's uncomfortable, he doesn't want to be there, he doesn't want to be doing that, doing what he's doing. Right? Because he's all messed up in his head. It's also a problem. And the mitzvah to be with your wife is no different than any other mitzvah. That you need to fulfill it in happiness. Right? The mitzvah to be with your wife, you need to fulfill in happiness. Just because I have a problem And I'm fighting with my Yetzirah. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult for me to be with my wife and not fall into all those places I'm trying not to fall. So I'm now struggling with myself. My wife says, don't forget the basics. The basics here, this is a mitzvah you're doing Avodat Hashem. You have to do it in happiness. You can't do it in frustrated and upset and angry and upset with myself, etc. V'adai tzrichim lakeim et ha-mitzvah b'tzviut v'lismach et ishto. And for sure, a man needs to fulfill the mitzvah naturally and with simcha, and to make his wife happy. Ki kamo, like it says, kedusha b'tara ein perusha liot duka. Right, holiness and purity does not mean to be depressed. Ella perusha she'adam zochel v'orel l'tiken et hakoach v'tabeshlo. Rather, what's it mean to be holy and pure? Doesn't mean to be depressed. It means that the man merits to purify, to clarify, and to fix the power of his imagination. V'humit palel haveh, and he prays a lot. Shivatel mimenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu et tavat ha-mishkan. Hashem cancels in him the lust to be with his wife. V'asu pashut chai b'tzviut imishto. And then he simply lives naturally with his wife. And through the many prayers, he simply will not feel any pleasure from this act. And it's possible that he can even feel pain, suffering, through this, through being with his wife. And on the contrary, mishi b'tele tava, person who cancels this lust, yesh lo sablanut v'no'am, he has patience and he's relaxed. V'huma d'ber mishto, he speaks with his wife, v'lom amahen, he doesn't rush things. He can be with his wife without wanting to just get it over with, without feeling stressed, without feeling pressured, without feeling that he's a failure and he's making a mess. He's doing everything wrong without chasing himself, right? That's the plan. That's what's possible. Sounds like it's a difficult thing. First of all, you tell me I need to be with my wife, and second of all, you tell me I'm not allowed to have any lust, and then, if I'm in that situation and I realise that I have lust for my wife and I'm falling, so I'm not allowed to be depressed, I'm not allowed to be sad about it, I'm not allowed to be upset about it because I'm meant to be making my wife happy. Right? It's not easy. It's a very narrow bridge, as Rav Nachman said. Our world's a very narrow bridge. It's a very narrow bridge to have to walk that very fine line between making my wife happy, trying to not get enjoyment from this, trying to remember Hashem, trying not to feel bad that I'm failing and messing it all up. A lot of work here.
What you need to do is sing a song about the narrow bridge.
I sing the song about Tom. So there we go. We have an Eitzah here, a piece of advice. Maybe Yaakov. We sing the song about the narrow bridge. Tom, sounds good to me. Let's see what happens. Lachen. Therefore, et avodah shevitul atava, the work of cancelling one's lust, hu chayav lasig toch kadei shehu makayem mitzvat onak tikuna, has to be achieved, right? So in order to cancel your lust, it has to be achieved within the fact that you have to carry out the mitzvah of being your wife in the normal way. Right? It has to come about normally. Can't do anything crazy. Your wife can't feel any different. The wife is not meant to know. It cannot realize that you're in the middle of going through spiritual mental gymnastics in your head, right? She can't, she's not meant to, she's just meant to see you're happy and smiling and everything's great and this is wonderful, right? Has to be, has to just come through the normal way. So how's it going to work? Simply, Vakesh Mi'ashem, Shalo Yagish Tov. The man has to request from Hashem that he doesn't feel any pleasure. That's the prayer for the man. Shezu Madrega Shekol Adam Yechol Lagi Aleha. And this is a level which every person, every man, is able to reach. Like it says in the book Shivchei Aran, what it says there, he now brings that quote. Gamama, the Shivchei Aran is a book of Rav Natan, Rav Natan's life. Rav Natan wrote over there. Gam Amar, he also said, talking about Rav Nachman. Rav Natan saying about Rav Nachman, he also said, Shazibuk Shalat Sadik Hemet, that the marital relationship of a true Sadik, Kasher Alav Im Yanze, it's very difficult for him. V'lodai She'ein Shum Tavak Lale, and it's not enough that he has no lust at all. Right, a true Sadik has no lust at all. So it's not enough that he doesn't have any lust at all. Kiim Adraba Yesh Lo Shirim, but rather on the contrary, he also has Yisurin, suffering from it. Mamash, Kamo Yisurin Matinok B'Shat Mila, like the suffering a child has at the time of its Brit Mila. Painful. Ki, Mamash, Yisurin Elu, Yishlat Sik B'Shat Sibuk Yote. Because in truth, the Sadik has this same suffering at the time that he is together with his wife, and more. He said, "Ki hatinok ain lo dad." Why? Because a tinok has no dad, right? So he suffers more than a child. Because a child has no dad. A child has no awareness. So, child feels physical pain, but the tzaddik feels also mental pain because he's got a dad. He feels mental pain. I don't know what. Correctly. No idea. Therefore, him, the child, his pain isn't so great. But the tzaddik, who does have a dat, he's got even greater suffering than the baby. And this was for him, Rabbi Nathan talking about Rabbi Nachman, this was for him, something simple. And he said, that every person is able to get to this level. Like as it appears, from his words, it seemed from his words that his holiness himself, his personal holiness, was much higher than this. Therefore, we will emphasize again. Kol inyan shel bitul hatava, the whole matter of cancellation of this lust. Hu ach barach beino lebein atzmo, it's only and simply a matter between him and himself. Ba'avodah atzmit, his own personal work. Right, meaning not his wife at all, just him. Uberibui tufilot, and lots of prayers. That he should know that the problem is only within him. That he knows that he is the only one with a lust. And it's him that needs to cry out to Hashem. And he should not blame anyone for his situation. And should not cause his wife to suffer. And you should also not be confused or depressed. You should know that this takes time until he merits to come out of this lust. And he should be happy with his wife. And he should try. He should try to become more holy according to his own level. Without any strength and power of my own hand, right? Without forcing it. Ubli shum atzvut, and with no sadness at all. Ushayelo ba'or ma'avodashelo, and when it's clear to him what his work is, v'yaseh otah, and he does it. Azai b'shamayim lo yu alav shum tanot. Then from Shemayim there will not be upon him any claims. Shehu adai in lo Moshe Rabbeinu. There will be no claims that he's not yet Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? He's going to take years to get to the level that he needs to get to. But if he's doing his work during that process, then they're not going to have any claims from him on Shemayim that he's not yet Moshe Rabbeinu. You're right, you're still falling. You're right, you're still making a terrible mess. You're right, you're still full of lust. You're right, you tried and you fell flat on your face. Oh, that's okay. Shemayim's not going to be upset. Right? Because he's doing his job. And right now, your job is to fall on your face, to get it wrong, to mess up, to try, to fail. And to fail a lot. That's my job right now. My job is to try. If I don't try, then in Shemayim they can be upset with me. I'm not even trying. Right? But my job is to try according to my level. And since he's trying his best, as much as he's able to do, to get out of this lust, and then in practice he won't have to suffer. Right? Shemayim won't make him suffer. And then he'll be able to go from level to level until he acquires completely the midah, the attribute of holiness. Right? From level to level. It's going to take a long time. We're not going to jump to that level of tzaddik, that you start to feel the pain more than a newborn baby feels its Brit Mila. We're not going to get there, which is good, because if you got to that, you'd freak out, right? The next time you're with your wife, it's more painful for you than a Brit Mila. You'd freak out. What on earth is going on? Right? Down the road, a person will feel that pain and they'll be okay with it. They'll understand why they're feeling that pain and what it means, and Baruch Hashem, and it's all clear and everything's good. Right? But that's way down the road. We're going to go from level to level, and we're very low, so we're going to go from very small steps. She'az tov lo bazeh v'tov lo babah. And it will be good for him. Good for him in this world and good for him in the next world. Ki shomea brit hu makor kol ha-brachot. The person who guards the covenant, it is the source of all the brachot, all the blessings. Vishmirat ha-brit kodesh hu b'chinat sha'ah shamayim. And guarding the covenant in holiness is an aspect of the gate of heaven. L'harik brachot al adam, to bring blessings onto a man. V'lachen, therefore, kinu avotenu et shimrat ha-brit, shmirat ha-yesod. V'pigam ha-brit. Therefore, Chazal gave the name of shmirat ha-brit, God and covenant. They called it shmirat ha-yesod. And lifgam ha-brit, and when a person makes a pigam, a blemish in the brit, in the covenant, they call that pigam ha-yesod. Why? Lo avot lanu, to show us she'inyan shmirat ha-brit kodesh hu yesod l'kol. In order to teach us that the matter of shmirat ha-brit, guarding the covenant in holiness, hu yesod l'kol, it's a foundation for everything. Yesod means foundation. V'hu hashah l'kol hatzlachot, and it's the gate to all the success, hamalot, and all the levels she'rotze adam lagia alehem bezrat Hashem. And all the levels that a person wants to reach with Hashem's help. It's the gate. Oh. That is Shmirat Habrit. Alright, should we start the next chapter? That's the end of chapter 6. What a chapter. What a chapter. Tov, very important. Stuff we need to pray on. We have half an hour a day. And I am Shmirat HaBrit. Part of that should be dedicated to fixing our relationship with our wife. Particularly, he says, on the day that you know you're going to be with your wife, or you might be with your wife. And to do half an hour on that subject. Pray that Hashem helps fix this area's a problem. I messed up. you created me how you created me. There's a lot of fixing that still needs to be done here. And there's prayers that we can pray there. Definitely a lot of prayers that we can pray in that area.
No, is that half hour is just on the Shemir Zion. And then you have the others in terms of in the whole book, making no comments, honoring the wife and all that. That's to be throughout the day. That's to be throughout the day, not part of that half hour.
Yeah. But
the half hour really should be focused just on building the personal holiness through the Shemir Zion, and the others should be, see, right throughout the day, you get home, help me make no comments, help me honor the wife,
Right, the rest of the Shalom Bayit. Yeah, the rest of the Shalom Bayit in a separate place. Yeah. Tov. Okay, let's start the new chapter tomorrow.